Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey now, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a media outlet print, including radio, internet, or television?
No.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. Okay. And, oh, sorry, give me just a moment. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
100%.
Yeah? Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Say that again.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you. What is your age?
73.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm of the Anglo-Saxon variety.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
The first name on the list is MAGA Republicans. How would you rate them?
Who?
MAGA Republicans.
I didn't catch the first. You said something Republican?
MAGA. M-A-G-A.
MAGA. I don't know, 95.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Let's give them 10.
10, okay, thank you. Republicans in Congress.
About 80.
Okay. Joe Biden.
3.
Trump's Project 2025.
I don't think that's Trump's project, so I'm going to have to say 50.
50, okay. J.D. Vance.
100.
Janelle Bynum.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name.
Yeah, Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that name, so I'll have to be in the middle, 50.
Oh, okay. Remember that we have the option never heard of as well.
Yeah, I never heard of her.
Okay, thanks. Kamala Harris.
One.
Okay. Donald Trump.
95.
Okay, thank you. And the last one on this question is Lori Travis de Rimmer. Lori Travis de Rimmer.
I'm not familiar with that name.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, Would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump.
Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
That's a good question. Trump.
Okay, thanks. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'd vote for the Republican lady.
Okay, thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support her?
Support who? Which one?
Janelle Bynum. She is the Democratic
zero.
President.
Zero.
Okay, thanks. And okay. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove very much.
Okay. All right, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimer is handling her job as a member of Congress?
I don't know her, so I'm not up to speed on that.
Don't worry, it's okay. We can continue. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Rimer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting her for Congress. The options are a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez, I remember, voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. The options are... just remember, if this concerns you, that's the question. And the options are great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know.
She was for defunding the police?
Yes.
That would concern me a great deal.
Okay, thank you. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez, remember... Just one thing I just want to clarify before this. These are statements that people says, you know, statements that you might hear during the political campaign. If you want to get a little bit more information on the situation, after this survey, you can go ahead and investigate a little bit more. It's just a disclaimer. So, our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Rimer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote-by-mail system. So how much this concerns you? Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all?
I'm not 100% certain I got everything you said there, but they're concerned about voting by mail?
Politicians. Let me see. Secure. Instead of fighting to secure. I will, if you like, I can read the statement again.
Yeah, do that again, please.
Okay. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez de Rimer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Rimar, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system.
That doesn't concern me at all.
Okay, thank you. All right. Chavez de Rimar has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agency, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Rimar is a vote for those dangerous programs. Does this concern to you?
I don't know whether I believe any of that, but no, it doesn't concern me.
Okay, thank you. Chavez de Rimar is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable, and their budget proposals will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists.
I don't know if I believe any of that, but that doesn't concern me.
Okay, thank you. Lori Chavez de Rimar broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
That does not concern me.
Not at all, right?
Not at all.
Okay. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez de Rimar is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Does this concern you?
I don't know if I believe any of that, so no, it does not concern me.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum says she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum's worries every time her children leave the house. Making her communities safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, to get Fennentil off our streets and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and straining mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard this information, I want you to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimar or Democrat Danielle Bynum?
Lori.
Thank you. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? Unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, perfect. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.